Alright guys, I'm Ty, and in this video or podcast, I'm going to be talking about the games that happened yesterday, and this recording on a Friday, so the World Cup games happened on Thursday, and the games will be happening today, Friday. So, going on to yesterday, we had Group C and one game of Group D. We had Denmark and Australia, Peru and France, and the Group D game was Argentina versus Croatia. Now, we'll start with the early kickoff, which was the Denmark-Australia. As an Aussie, I was more positive going into it for the fact that we've actually done quite well in the France game. And going into the tournament, we were favourites to finish bottom of the group. And again, we put another good performance up. The first 10-20 minutes, Denmark looked very good. They were poor against Peru in their first game, but they really stepped it up. Christian Eriksen was getting on the ball in dangerous positions, dictating play, and the finish, oh my god, beaut. The ball came over, the striker, I don't know his name, flicked it on beautifully, and Eriksen didn't even, his run didn't slow down, just took it in his stride and banged it. I think it was a lefty. Top corner, like almost like a half volley. It was a bit higher though on the bounce. Bullet that in. Great finish from Eriksen. And then for the next 5-10 minutes, they still keeping the ball. And I was fearing the worst. I thought we were going to get thumped. I thought maybe that France was a fluke. Maybe because it was the first game and France underestimated us. But no, we stepped it up. We got into the game. Just trying to think. Our style of play has been... I've been shocked at how much football we try to play. At times we've gone direct is what, because we're going to have to do that as a weaker side. But we try and play the ball out from the back if we can. Some good combination play. The problem with this side is that it's technically not good enough in all positions. I mean, there's people that can play, but Australia don't have a goal scorer. Centre-backs have been quite impressed with, so there's not too much. We just lack a bit of Yedinaka Mooney. What's his name? The Huddersfield lad. In the middle. Mooney. Yeah, the bold one. they're probably the... Tom Rodrich in the middle. Technically, they're the best, but when you compare it to other sides like Denmark, who aren't great, but have Eriksen in there, it's quite hard to compete with. So, it was a good game. Quite back and forth. VAR was used again as Denmark gave away a penalty with a handball. Another one... At the time, I didn't see it when I was watching the game, and I didn't think it was going to be a pen. And I thought if there wasn't VAR, it would probably be one where he blew it, like just left it, and the game would have carried on, and no one would have made a meal out of it. Maybe the replays actually wouldn't have even gone back to it. But VAR came to use for us, as it did in the France game. Got the penalty. Probably was a penalty. There's debates of where your hand is in a natural position or was it on purpose. One, if it's like there against you, really tight to you, then probably no. Even if it's going towards goal, because if you moved your hands, it's probably going to hit your chest or your side somewhere. So when your arm's out, then that's where the debate is. If it's going, if it looks deliberate, if it's on purpose and it's out, even if it's going wide, penalty, because you've meant to handball it. But the problem is, you've got to figure out as a ref, was it on purpose or not? So like that one, it's out. I don't think the kids meant it. However, as it's out, the ball is towards goal. So he still blocked it. Even if he didn't mean it, his head might be turned. Arms out, his arm. And it's going towards goal. So he's actually still preventing a goal scoring opportunity. Whether it goes in or not, but the keeper, it might hit the post or it might rebound or someone might take a... As it comes off, the keeper scores the rebound. So he's just preventing. If it's going wide, then and he doesn't mean it, then you can debate. But as he's gone up, his hands up, hit him. It's going towards goal, even though he didn't mean it. So still a pen because he's preventing a goal scoring opportunity. So he got booked, maybe a bit harsh. Penalty was given. Schmeichel was given the big I am to Jedinak right in his face. Screaming at him. Doing like a, trying to look big, whacking the crossbar. screaming, telling him he already knows where he's going. Yedinak, cool as a cucumber, slots it bottom right. And then from then on, when Australia got the goal, they were the better side through most of the game, played the better football, had the more opportunities. But like I was saying, they lack quality up top and getting the ball there. Some of the crossing was atrocious. Not big lads, but the Aussies were decent in the air, and we just kept hitting the first man, or hit even worse, hitting it over everyone and letting Denmark take the throw. Going on to Denmark, I thought they were poor after that. I don't know why they stopped playing, in a sense, whether they thought because they won the first game, a point would do them. So that's four. So now it's between Australia and Denmark to get that final position, because France won both their games, so they'll definitely go. Well, actually, that's not definite. Yes, it is. They definitely qualify. Whether they top it or not is a different question, because France have to play Denmark. Denmark win, then they'll top the group. Saying that, it would make it more interesting, and especially for me, if France win that game and then Australia beat Peru, who are already knocked out. Peru won't want to finish last, but they, in a sense, have nothing to play for. So Australia beat Peru, and then Denmark and Australia are both on 4 points, and then I'm not sure how it works, whether it'll be goal difference with a head-to-head or goals scored. So it's a good chance for Australia to get through, who weren't favourites. They were worst team ranked in this group anyway. Peru were probably people's underdogs to get through. They're already out before the third game. So I'd love to see us get it, because, well, just to see us do it. I don't think we're a great side at this moment, but we've worked bloody hard to actually have a chance. Peru have been unlucky, and Denmark, I think, are just scraping it for the fact that they've got a bit of quality in positions. If they worked as hard as us, they probably would have thumped us, but they've been a bit complacent for me. Quite good at the back. They've hardly conceded any goals, even in qualifying. And the one they conceded yesterday was a penalty. So, I'm just thinking, I'd love to see us do it. Honestly, France can beat Denmark easy. It's more of the fact if Australia can beat Peru, because they still haven't won a game in this tournament, even though how well they've played. And Peru have been a decent side. We'll move on to them. They were unlucky against Denmark. Should have at least got a draw, but lost the game. So that sort of killed their chances of qualifying, and then lost to France. Didn't get to see all the game, well, most of it anyway. France would look alright. They were played a lot better than they did in the Australia game. Pogba seemed to be more on it. It helps a lot when Giroud's playing as well. Because even though Giroud's probably not the better footballer than like a Dembele or Martial, he just helps the better players like Griezmann. Griezmann can more float about. He doesn't have to worry about sticking in the centre forward position. Pogba's allowed to go more free, especially as Matuidi played as well. Kante and him will just sit there and let Pogba run off. Mbappe, it didn't really change his game too much. He had a good first game, scored the winner in this game. He is the youngest player to ever score for France in a major tournament, I believe. So, I mean, the kid's absolute worldy, and he's, how old is he, 19, 20? And he's already ripping defenders, experienced international defenders apart. He has been in the French league, which, to be fair, if you domestically, it's a sort of like a Mickey Mouse league. But he's been ripping that apart. And yeah, France, I still haven't been impressed with them, though. Even though they won the game, they were better yesterday. I had them before. I might have said this in the last video, that I've got them to make the quarters and then tap out there. I had it with Portugal, but that might all change. But I still don't rate them that much. Denmark would be a good test. Denmark again have been poor though, but they're the two highest quality sides in this group anyway. So I'd like to see France step it up, one for Australia's sake, and two, just to see the likes of Griezmann really get into this tournament. Because they've scored, what was it, 3 goals, but one was a pen. One was an own goal, and I haven't seen the Mbappe one, but that's only one normal goal. So, yeah, France through. Denmark and Australia fighting out. If I had to predict, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to say Denmark, because I've underestimated Australia all the way through this tournament. I don't know, I'm going to say they will get through and then be let down. I expect them, France to beat Denmark, but Australia maybe to draw with Peru or get the winner, but I don't know how it works after. So, but I'd love to see Australia get through. So France, Australia would be the perfect draw. How would that work? If Australia get through, say they get second, then they'll get groups. They'll get first to Group D, which at the minute looks like Croatia. And we'll move on to Croatia. What's going on with Argentina? They've really crumbled. Messi's a missing man. The mini man, I mean, it doesn't help that Ronaldo's ripping it apart in this tournament, scoring a hat-trick against Spain, and then the winner against Morocco in a 1-0 win. But he's... they just rely so heavily on it. And people were saying Argentina's the favourites to win this group, which I argued with people before, because even though they got Messi, that's the only reason. I still allow Argentina to get out of the group, and they still can. However, they rely too much on Messi. And when you've got the likes of Aguero, Higuain, Di Maria, Dybala, they all can't play because it doesn't suit the system. But to be fair, they're probably better off playing them and just saying you score, we'll score, because their defence is atrocious. The midfield's got no creativity. I mean, I like Mascherano, but he doesn't help when you're trying to score a goal and try and get the ball to the forward place. It's so easy just to sit back against Argentina, limit the space, because the centre-backs and full-backs won't do jack. The midfields won't do anything either. So as long as you stop that forward line and then can break on them, it's an easy win. As long as you stop Messi and the other forwards from scoring, then if you hit them on the break, the midfield's too slow to catch up, or they'll do a pro foul but then get booked and then they're screwed for the rest of the game. And like Otamendi at the back, he looks good when he's next to company, but on his own he looks shaky. The kick he did against Rakitic, he should have walked. That's a red card all every day. Blatant. I know people are trying to kick it away. Rakitic laying on the floor. Otamendi, the ball's right in front of his face, levered it, kicked at his head. He knows what he's doing. He's just a bit of a sore loser. So I watched that game. The game was good. It was a bit, not dead the first half, but there wasn't a lot going on. Second half really stepped up. The William Caballero as well, what's going on? I mean, they're not blessed with keepers, Argentina, because their main one, Romero's out, but then he's still the number two for United. Better keeper, though, than Caballero. I think that's how you say it. Well, him anyway. The pass he was trying to do, I still don't understand. You're best kicking it long, but if you're going to do that, make sure you do it right instead of just flick it up in the air. It's quite impressive. He actually hit it in the ground, and it just went up. It didn't go anywhere. It literally went up in the air, so he's had to... because he's gone out to boot it or flick it over him. It's more impressive how he hasn't got it forward. He's literally hit it in the air and then run backwards trying to save it. And I think it's Ruben, something like that. He's taken it well. I don't think he's been given enough credit for the finish. There's more on the keeper making the mistake. But most people have easily tried to take that down and the chance might have been gone. But now technically kept his eye on it, buried it. Hell of a finish, and scores, makes it 1-0, and then Argentina have to open up, as Croatia already won their first game, so now they're 6 points clear at this time, and still are, but Argentina really need a goal, because they've only got 1 point in the last two games. And then, Argentina have a spell where they start getting into the game, they're a bit of plays coming along, but they just aren't really testing the keeper yet, but they're keeping the ball a lot better. Seemed to be getting through. I thought Lovren, both the centre-backs, but especially as a Liverpool fan, Lovren was very good. He looks a lot better since Van Dijk's come to Liverpool. He seems to have taken more of a leadership role, and Lovren seems to have sort of rubbed off on him. As he missed the last Euros, Lovren, over an argument with the manager or something. But he looks a lot better, looks comfortable leading, very good at the last-ditch tackle. It helps that they don't get exposed and they keep the ball quite well, Croatia, with Modric and Rakitic in the middle. so he doesn't have to defend too much, and they'll sit back at times. I think Croatia, I said this before, I'm a bit of a fanboy of the Croatia side. I think they're a good side. The problem is, well, I say lack goals. They've got Mandzukic up top. He's very good, works hard. And they scored three against Argentina, but that's a shaky Argentina side at best. So looking at it now, oh wait, Modric's goal, beaut. He literally, against Otamendi as well, got the ball, dropped him the shoulder, Otamendi's gone, dropped him the other shoulder, flicked it out, Otamendi's got a yard on him, he's still not clear, he's finessed it, and it's gone round the post and back in. I was screaming at the time. I might have been recording it if you check the Instagram, G-Dog, G-Dog Football. He's absolutely buried it. I was going mags. It was an absolute weldy. And I love to stick it. I'm not a massive fan of Argentina. I was thinking, apart from that, I'm a fan of Messi and I like Aguero and all that, but they're just too bad. I think they're more hype. I believe they're hype. And I think they'll struggle to get out of this group. It's between Nigeria won't get out. I hope Iceland beat Nigeria because I think I'm not. The only thing I like about Nigeria at the minute is their kit and their fans, but the football's been poor. Well, especially unless they really step it up. Actually, that might work better to knock Argentina out. Nigeria beat Iceland, so I'm three, and then Nigeria at least draw or beat Argentina. That's four. They're nice. Yeah, it's nice to see the better players go through like a Messi, but I'm not really feeling it. I like Iceland. I'd like to see Iceland do it. Iceland beat Nigeria later, and then who would it? They get a point or beat Croatia, because Croatia are already through. Even if Argentina win, it won't make a difference. So, looking at both groups, France to top theirs and Australia to finish. No. Denmark to finish second. I'm not going to jinx it. And I think Croatia are going to top it, because even when they play Iceland, I can't see them losing. Probably a draw. And I think a draw will do them as long as Iceland win tonight. I'm going to say, because I think Argentina will beat Nigeria. I don't think Nigeria all that either. I'm going to go with Iceland to qualify. I think they'll get a point, which will be enough. And if they beat Nigeria tonight, that's a 5 points, yeah, tonight. Argentina's 4. So I'll be done. So hopefully, it'll be nice to see, because they screwed England over in the last Euro. So on the good side. And Croatia and Iceland were both in the same group in the qualifiers for this World Cup. Iceland topped it and Croatia finished second. So, yeah, the two good European sides are good at football. And it's quite hard on the South Americans because only a certain amount can go through. But the ones that still go through are still struggling. Brazil didn't win their game. Argentina hasn't won a game yet. Who's the other one? Uruguay's the only one, but they've got quite an easy group. So it's looking good for European sides like Croatia. Great. It was a great game. Nothing will beat the Portugal-Spain at the moment. But yeah, I was quite impressed. And looking at the games today, I've slightly gone over the Nigeria-Iceland game. Can't see much from Nigeria. Maybe the Croatia game was a one-off technically. Iceland aren't as good technically, so believe Nigeria will keep the ball a lot better, and they'll have to because Iceland won't attack as much. And they will, but they're quite a counter-attacker size. Two banks of four. I'm just like to see if Nigeria can open them up. If they can play a lot quicker. They were slow, and for an African side who technically isn't great, they've got to play quick. They're aggressive. Most of them are quite strong anyway. But defensively, and this is a lot with all African sides and the keepers, they just don't look that good. They look shaky. They just look like athletes rather than footballers. So if I'm looking at that, I go Iceland to win it. I think they're just too, for somehow, some reason, too experienced. They know what they're doing. And some good Iceland group at the minute. And then moving on to Group E, which are the other two games today. Brazil versus Costa Rica. Costa Rica lost against Serbia. I can't see Brazil messing up again. I think the Switzerland game might have been a one-off. If they draw again or lose, they are in serious trouble. And the nation will I can imagine what it's like here in England, and we're not expecting much. So for Brazil, they'll be hammering them, all going to pieces. But I think Neymar, Coutinho, Jesus, Willian, just reading off that list, even the defenders. Casemiro's class, Thiago Silva's good. It'll be too strong for Costa Rica, who were all right against Serbia. Nothing amazing. And for a Brazil side, they'll be 100% looking out to win this game. They have to win this game to get out the group realistically, because if they draw it at least two, they could beat Serbia. But Serbia seemed to be quite solid. So I can't say anything about a Brazil win. I think it'll be tighter, but maybe like a 2-0. Because Costa Rica have to go out and win it as well. A point is quite... isn't that great for them, to be honest. They've... Costa Rica lost to Serbia, so if they... yeah, they have to at least get a point and then beat Switzerland as well. Because it depends what happens in that Switzerland-Serbia game. Which I think will be tight, maybe a draw. I think before the tournament I had Serbia just to win 1-0. But looking at Switzerland, they seem alright, they keep the ball well. I think it'll be a game of... Serbia aren't complete counter-attackers because they're not the absolute quickest, but... Switzerland, I think, will keep the ball better. They'll keep more possession of the ball. Whether they can play quick enough and technically they're good enough to open a Serbia defence, which is quite good with Ivanovic still in it, Kolarov. There's an old squad, Matic as well in the middle, blocking off. There's not a young squad, but experienced, strong, good in the air. Set pieces might be a big factor in this, with any Serbia game, because they're such a big side. Shaqiri as well, if he wants to turn on. I mean, he'll be up against Kolarov, so he's not the quickest Kolarov. But then Shaqiri's a bit on and off. It depends how he plays in the Serbia side, Switzerland side, I mean. So look, I'm going to go draw. So I've had Brazil to win and Serbia and Switzerland to draw. That leaves Brazil on 4, Serbia on 4. Switzerland on 2 and Costa Rica on none. And then he'll finish off with Serbia, Brazil. So, Costa Rica and Switzerland will 100% have to win. On look before the tournament, their game's probably a bit dead because not a lot of people care. But if it does end up like that, they'll both have to go out and win because it's the final game. So that might actually be a better watch than Brazil, Serbia. Because on the last game week of the football, you can only pick one game to watch out of the two because they're both on at the same time of each group. I think each group play a day. I don't think any more than two. Or no, that's a lie. Two play a day, but one like the more early afternoon games, like the 3 o'clock games, and then one around 7, I believe. So, but you can only watch one game out of the group. Probably still Brazil, because it's Brazil. And actually, if they lose, there might be a better watch as well for the next game because they're going to have to win. But if Serbians, if it ends up how I've predicted, Switzerland and Costa Rica are both going to have to go out and win. So it might be more entertaining, that game. So I've got, looking at the group and predicting, Brazil have to qualify. If they don't qualify, I mean, it's going to be uproar. And such an easy group on paper as well. I mean, no team's easy, but when you talk Costa Rica, Serbia, and Switzerland, and then compare it to Brazil, it's a complete weight division difference. It's not in the same league. I mean, they've got players that won Champions Leagues, league titles, even World Cups or whatever the kind of... I don't know, what's their Euros? Whatever that is called. In South America. Yeah, it's going to go a bit tits up for them. So, yeah, I'm going to have Brazil to go through. And I like Serbia. I think they can at least get a point with Switzerland today. So I've got Brazil and Serbia to go through, which is what I had at the start of the tournament anyway. But Brazil to top it. Yeah, I can't see another slip up. All the top teams now slightly starting to pick up a bit of momentum. Spain just got the win. Portugal just got the win. Uruguay just got the win. So there's it's only Argentina, but for me, Argentina aren't a great side at the minute. or was. Even the side that made the finals 4 years ago, I still don't think was great. I just think Messi seems to be a bit more on it. And he was named player of the tournament, which I think is rubbish because he wasn't. People know that. It's just FIFA, in a sense, bum-licking him. Yeah, it should be a decent game of football. I'm not going to be able to see all of it today because I'll be out through most of the day, unfortunately. But the game's coming up. I'll be able to watch all the games tomorrow, which will have the Germans in it, who definitely need a win. Let me have a look who's playing. Germans need a win. And then Belgium as well, who are England's opponents. And then looking forward to the main one on Sunday, England versus Panama. Should be a great game for England's sake anyway. Hopefully it's coming home. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed watching or listening. If you have been, check out all the social medias, like I said before, of G-Dog, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you're watching on YouTube, check out the podcast and vice versa. If you're listening on podcast, check the YouTube out at the minute. For these next upcoming days, it'll just be talking about the football as it's the best thing going on at the minute. The World Cup's great. And then hopefully as the game slow down, this channel will be more, there'll be more stuff than just talking, hopefully. There's some stuff that we are trying to plan, or I'm trying to plan for this channel, for this company in a sense. More stuff rather than just the sitting down talking videos. And yeah, just stay tuned, subscribe, because this will carry on after the World Cup as well when we start the Premier League. There'll be a lot more intense, a lot more interesting. So yeah, please sub, please like, please follow, please share, comment, do all that good stuff. Yeah, hope you enjoyed. Thanks for watching. I've been Ty. Anyway, you can check my social media out, Ty Denty, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching or listening.